From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Gia Billy reporting. America's top diplomat Rex Tillerson is in Japan for his three-nation tour in Asia. Newly appointed U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will visit South Korea Friday at a time of significant political change that could complicate the alliance between Washington and Seoul. VOA's Brian Patton reports from the South Korean capital.
South Korea is in the midst of disruptive political change following the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye, who was removed from office for her alleged involvement in a multi-million dollar bribery scandal. And liberal opposition leaders who don't see eye to eye with the United States on North Korea policy are poised to win a soon-to-be-held presidential election. But this week, the new U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will see only scenes of unity when he visits with American military forces in South Korea, engaged in joint exercises that include the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, in a show of force to counter North Korea's advancing missile and nuclear capabilities. North Korea has warned it would launch merciless attacks if the carrier infringes on its sovereignty or dignity during the drills. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The White House is expected to release its budget blueprint Thursday. President Donald Trump has said he intends to boost military spending at the expense of the State Department, foreign aid, and U.S. contributions to international organizations like the United Nations. Foreign service officers and other staff members at the State Department and at U.S. embassies and consulates around the world are bracing for massive cuts. This is VOA News. Early results from the Netherlands election suggest that Prime Minister Mark Rutte has won re-election, defeating anti-Islam nationalist Geert Wilders. Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy is predicted to have won 31 seats, far ahead of any other party, including Wilders. Rutte told reporters a Dutch voter's choice was clear.
There's now a choice between changing course, going in a totally different direction, or a policy of no experiments, of making a success out of the successful policies of the last 4 years, and in a way that everybody can now sense and feel in their personal lives that things are going so much better, and to keep this country safe and stable.
Wilders' run was seen as the latest test of a wave of populism to sweep across Europe, even extending to the United States. His climb to prominence was seen as further warning that cooperation among European nations could be threatened. A federal judge in Hawaii put President Donald Trump's revised travel ban on hold Wednesday, hours before it was to take effect. Judge Derek Watson wrote, "Lawyers representing the state showed irreparable injury is likely if the requested relief is not issued." Hawaii argued Trump's temporary ban on travelers and migrants from six Muslim-majority countries would harm tourism, on which the Hawaiian economy heavily depends. The top leaders of the House Intelligence Committee said Wednesday President Donald Trump's claim that his predecessor, Barack Obama, wiretapped him in the weeks before last November's election is unfounded. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Republican Congressman Devin Nunes and the committee's top Democrat, Congressman Adam Schiff, spoke with reporters Wednesday at the Capitol. Nunes says the president's claims could not be confirmed.
I want to say, as I told you last week, about the issue with the president talking about tapping Trump Tower, that evidence still remains the same, that we don't have any evidence that took place. And in fact, I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
Nunes and Schiff said they are waiting for information from the U.S. Department of Justice by next Monday about whether the agency knows of any court-ordered wiretaps of Trump, but said they have learned of no such surveillance so far in their investigation. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An Australian woman suffered burns to her face after her battery-operated headphones exploded during a flight from Beijing to Melbourne. Australian air safety investigators say the woman fell asleep on the plane. I'm G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.